Wilson Sitima remembers the time when Lake Chilwa, Malawi's second biggest lake, nearly disappeared. Temperatures got extremely hot and there was little rain. He and his friends have fished here since they were boys, just like their fathers and grandfathers did. They say the drying up of the lake has become more frequent than usual.
There is a difference. There used to be a lot more fish. There were only a few of us, so there was no overfishing. Now the population has boomed. There's also climate change. Last year, the lake dried up.
The World Bank says nearly half of Africa's population lives below the poverty line, and many depend on rivers and lakes for their livelihoods. When full, Lake Chilwa is approximately 60 kilometers long and 40 kilometers wide, but it keeps shrinking.
If the fish in the lake continue to disappear, it's not only the economy that will be devastated, but entire communities. Fishing is how many people here survive. It's what they've been doing for generations.
1.5 million people live in the areas around the Lake Chilwa Basin, people like Modesta Bayadi. She buys stock from fishermen to feed customers at her restaurant.
When the men don't bring back much fish, my business suffers. That means less customers and not much money for my children.
Scientists say Africa is the continent most affected by climate change and also the least responsible for it.
You're looking at people not being able to do what they used to do before. And the income levels continue to go down, and that already also exacerbates issues to do with poverty. So it's a big problem at the moment. So we hope that we can be able to find some solutions to this.
Families out here are aware their way of life is changing and that they may have to find alternatives to fishing, such as farming, an option many say they are seriously considering. Haru Mutasa, Al Jazeera, Lake Chilwa, Malawi.